the Energy Department. The Energy Department, one of the leaders in meeting the mandate from the Office of Management and Budget to consolidate data centers. It's a mandate that's everyone is facing it government-wide. The Energy Department is going to consolidate 89 current data centers into, get this, just two. At Energy, like all agencies, success is dependent on building trust of the business owners and the senior managers. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details about how Energy and some other agencies are getting this done. And so we hear this. Hi, Jason. We hear this time and time again. Culture change, building trust with each other. And those of us who don't have to do it, we go, oh, sure, just build trust. Come on, do that. It's really hard to do. How are agencies getting past this really pretty significant hurdle?
Well, as you said, you know, it's getting past a hurdle starts with trusting the person sitting across the desk from you. Agency chief information officers and their staffs must reaffirm that the data will be available, that the data will be safe, that's going to be kept up to date. And these are all the things that they can do time and again. But instead of just saying, yeah, don't worry about it, they have to show it. Now, Bill Turnbull is Energy's associate CIO for advanced technology and systems integration. He says the Energy Department's CIO office is taking a three-step approach to developing this trust. He calls it housing, hosting, and sharing.
First of all, for housing, we'll just bring your server into a data center. The data center we bring it into is probably more energy efficient and a little bit, but has a better security perimeter than your standalone data center. So that's the housing piece. By hosting, then, we mean we're actually going to start to retire the legacy servers that you brought to us and merge your applications onto probably a virtual machine. So we reduce our footprint of actual machines. And then by sharing, we mean actually sharing the applications. So we reduce the number of licenses that we need to have, reduce the number of application administrators that we need to have, and continue that process of pulling things together, reducing costs, reducing resources, reducing energy.
Now, Turnbull says the approach works for several reasons. First off, they're not trying to do everything at once, which, as we've seen over and over again, it doesn't work.
Right. You can only do a couple things at once.
One thing at a time sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Now, it also builds trust because it's part of that crawl, walk, run approach.
They first of all begin to see that, in fact, it is a good data center, it's reliable, they get the same level of service that they're used to, and then as the cost savings increase as we move down that chain.
Now, other agencies also are taking a very similar approach. Both the Homeland Security and the State Departments already have begun consolidating data centers well before OMB's mandate, and they're actually offering some private cloud computing services to their bureaus and sub-agencies. At State, for instance, it's offering infrastructure as a service, and Cindy Castle is State's Director of Systems Integration in the CIO office.
Right now, we have, I would say, 99.9% cooperation with our business side to consolidate because they really like our model at this point. We offer the platform, we offer the storage and the server platform, and it's free to them if they come in and virtualize. If they want to have physical servers, then they have to bring their own servers. But right now, they're very interested because they can still stay involved with the applications and they don't have to relinquish everything. Later down the road, several years down the road, we'll start looking at how we can mature on the application side and mature the staff.
So, Jason, it sounds like they believe that they're having more luck in actually building this trust these days in changing the culture than in the past. Do they sound pretty positive about it.
They do, and you know, in the years we've covered this, Chris, I think that you hear this often, and you hear everyone's always very optimistic.
Right.
But I think that there's a couple things that are happening. First of all, budget. Now, we know that the potential for cost savings is huge when you move, when you consolidate, when you move systems. And it also doesn't hurt to have the Office of Management Budget and the White House making this a priority and really forcing down the change. So I think you've got the up push from up, meaning the budget got to do something, and the down saying, OMB, you got to do it. Now, OMB's goal is to reduce about 800 data centers of the more than 2,400 that are government-wide by 2015. Mm. Castle says State believes the cost savings potential is big, especially in reducing overall building space and heating and cooling costs.
Our second data center that we are going to consolidate into in the western on the western grid in the United States is being built right now, and it is going to be better than lead silver. It's going to be in between platinum and lead, probably in the gold area. We'll be able to run off of cold air from outside 60% of the time in the place that it's located, so that will be a great cost savings for us. But we found from our customers that were consolidating their servers into our area that a lot of times they were running servers that the applications were not even being used by the customer any longer. And so we've identified different things like that so we can turn off servers as we consolidate.
So they're building a data center so they can do away with data centers?
Right. So the idea here is they have data centers that have existed, and they're saying, okay, we have too much square feet. We're going to consolidate the square feet. We're going to have one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And that way, they're also going to make them more efficient. Gold, the Western one is going to be LEED Gold, maybe even LEED Platinum certified. Mm-hmm. So they're going to take advantage of all the new technology.
Wow.
And then also, they're also going to say, okay, we have 10 data centers, and they all have 40 applications running. Maybe we only need 20 of those applications running across two data centers, so that consolidation is happening as well.
There's some contractor implications here too, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. There always are contractor implications.
Yeah.
And I think both from the licensing piece, the software, the agencies aren't going to buy as many software licenses, and also a lot of contractors run data centers, and a lot of contractors are hired to support data centers.
Yeah.
So there is a domino effect that's happening. In fact, State hired Hewlett-Packard, HP, to install a metering software to determine their baseline of their current data centers, meaning the energy usage baseline.
Hmm.
That way they can see the differences between current costs and future costs. State right now has about 77,000 square feet of data center space. They want to go down to about 22,000 over the next few years. The Defense Information Systems Agency is another one that's way out in ahead. They've reduced the number of data centers to 14 from 59. Alfred Rivera is the director of DISA's Computing Services Directorate. He says they're actually testing new technologies to use air from the outside to cool their data centers. They're also monitoring power consumption, and they do heating and cooling modeling across all their data centers to make sure power is being used as best as possible, most efficiently, cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it all comes back to having that concrete evidence to show the business owner there is money to be found that can be used for mission critical needs. And this is very important. The level of service will not decrease.
Right.
The security is there. The accessibility is there. And if you know, the 99.99999 uptime is all not going to change.
Most people don't care if it's a consolidated data center, as long as I can still do what I need to do to get my job done.
Right, but they want that proof. If you can't prove it,
right,
then I'll trust you, even though I work with you.
Well, because they've been told that before, and guess what? It hasn't happened.
Exactly.
So there's a little bit of a broken relationship. So there are a lot of people, who run these data centers. What happens with those people?
Well, it's interesting because there's both contractors, which we just kind of talked about, but also there's federal employees. And a lot of these are local area network LAN administrators who have put on a second hat of the data center guy. And it's funny because no one at this five-person panel at the AFCEA Bethesda breakfast this morning, they said, don't worry, we got plenty of work.
Yeah.
No one's going to lose their job. We're not going to have any trouble finding other things for these people to do. And not just things, but challenging, important, mission-critical IT.
Maybe even higher level than running a data center. Maybe
absolutely.
There's big challenges out there. So
absolutely. Now, Energy's Turnbull says there may be some retraining that's needed. That's what they've seen at the Energy Department. But there's obviously plenty of work. At State, Castle says, you know, some people are wearing two hats. They're the data center administrator, and they also do something else. Now they can give up one of those hats. So I think this is just, you know, a really small example of what's going on across government. Now, this is something that's going to really, I think, gain speed over the next year, and especially with the budget shortcomings, agencies are going to look at the greening of the data centers, the square footage, the redundancy in applications. I mean, all this is being pushed down from OMB, but the budget deficits and the budget constraints that's happening that we're going to be seeing in 2011 and beyond are really pushing this up as well to make changes.
I was watching your Twitter feeds this morning and a lot of talk about moving email to the cloud, where we've seen a lot of development in this over the last even couple months, with GSA making steps. They're moving towards the Gmail platform.
Right. USDA moving to Microsoft's platform.
Interior doing something.
We don't want to talk about
them. Exactly. But a lot of efforts. DISA talked about this a little bit, right?
Absolutely. In fact, Alfred Rivera talked about the fact is they're going to go live with their DoD enterprise-wide email February 1st. Now, I was doing a little bit of research.
This is a Microsoft platform.
This is a Microsoft platform, absolutely. And they're going to start with the Army, and that's their test bed. And they're going to start with in February 1st. And I was doing some research, and I realized they've talked about the January-February timeframe for a while, but they never really put a date on it. And Mr. Rivera from DISA said February 1st, we're going live. It'd be interesting to see.
It's not that far away.
It's not. Just a couple weeks.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see if once the Army gets on board, who's next, how easy it's going to be to get the Navy, the Air Force, other defense agencies.
Really remarkable numbers, though, when the Energy Department talking from going to from 89 data centers down to 2, that's a pretty significant step.
Well, the idea here is, if DISA can go from 59 to 14, and the Department of Defense can go from a huge amount, I think it was something like 79 down to 11,
yeah.
They can, it's possible, it's necessary. Now, will they get there? It's hard to say. It's going to take a couple years, but they've already begun the path. They've already started. They're building out. They're getting ready. So it's not as far off as it once was. Now, there's still a lot of proof in the pudding that we'll have to wait and see how it comes out.
It's always that. The devilish details. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. More tomorrow on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. And, of course, it's online all the time. Federalnewsradio.com. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.